Okay, Chevra. We're learning Maseches Shabbos, so up to Daf Chof Aleph Amor Aleph, and the Gemara has a question on Chof Aleph Amor Aleph. Let's just review from there. Bo Minei Abaye Mei Rabba. Right, Abaye has a question. He asks Rabba. By the way, Abaye was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni. No, Abaye was a Yosom. The Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav says Abaye was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni. And Abaye was called Abaye because his name was Nachmeni, and Rabba Bar Nachmeni didn't want to call him Nachmeni because that's his daddy's name, and it's not Bakovedik to call anyone the same name as your father. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if your father has an unusual name, you're not supposed to call anyone else with that name, even Shalom B'Fonav of your father. Like for me, my father has an unusual name. My father, I'm Ezra Yair Ben Karmi. That's like an unusual name. So if there's someone else who has that name, I'm not supposed to call them by their first name. So basically I call them, there's a guy in YU now with that first name, I call him Yo. And that's fine, because like among guys, like responding to Yo is like kind of common, right? So Abaye asks Rabba, who is his stepdad, the following shayla. If I have oil that you're not allowed to light on Shabbos, can you add a little bit of kosher oil and light? Do you make a gezeira that you might light with the pusel shemen on its own? Apparently, by adding the kosher shemen to the pusel shemen, whatever problem there would have been get solved, right? In other words, if there's a concern that the shemen won't be nimshach achar the psila, it's going to be solved by adding the kosher shemen. But nonetheless, we have a question. Maybe you might light be'en, right? Which is, maybe you might just use pusel oil without adding the kosher oil. Amalei ein madlikin, my taima lefisha ein madlikin. So the Gemara says that you can't do it. And we pointed out, last time we learned, that there is a machlokis between Rashi and the Rambam. How do we, what's the girsa in this line, or how do we learn it? Who wants to fill me in on what Rashi says, what the Rambam says? Natalia? Rashi says it's a gezeira, which, by the way, is the pashtus in the Gemara. Like, the question is, do we make a gezeira? And the Gemara answers, don't do it. So according to Rashi, fundamentally, it's going to work great. When you add the kosher shem, it's going to work great. Nor of us, right? There's just a gezeira that you can't do it. And what does the Rambam write?
Like, just doesn't light well.
It still doesn't light well, right? The Rambam holds that it still will not light well. In other words, and the Ran commented, that means it won't light as well, right? It won't be a great light. That's the way the Ran understood the approach of the Rambam. We actually had a third approach in Judaism. The Rabbeinu Chanano, who wants to fill me in on what Rabbeinu Chanano of Qayrouan says? Let me call on someone who doesn't usually speak up. Ms. Muscat, can I call on you?
Yeah, you said that the kosher oil will be used up in the
In other words, Rabbeinu Chanano says that we're worried that after the kosher oil is going to be used up, so then in that situation, you might end up lighting just with the treif oil, and we still might have the concern of Shema Yata. Beautiful. Question. And this question comes up kind of jumping ahead. In the Taisus Dibar Masril, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shani. So towards the end of the Tosvis, Tosis asks a question, Vikashalari. You see it? Vikashalari. My part me mechnese kohanim halohaya behen pishton. Dichsiv tchelas varagomim v'tor la'ashon v'shesh marsar. V'tov l'psila, devik kakarach dova shema adlikim bo, agabi dova she'im adlikim bo. U'b'shabas hu da'asar shema yadlik be'enei, avo b'mikdash lo shayich hach gzeira. Right, Tosis asks Akasha, that what? Who wants to tell me the Tosis' question? Ms. Atara Kelman, can I call on you?
Sure. I think
now that I know your name.
Why would it be a problem to, like, does the Gemara present using
the big day kahuna as a problem if they're made out of pishtan, and pishtan is a kosher way. And there's no
gezeira
in the mikdash.
There's no gezeira in the mikdash. Right? In other words, in this case, you have bigdei kahuna. The bigdei kahuna are made out of what we call shatnez in Judaism, which is a mixture of wool and linen. The wool doesn't light, but the linen does light, no? This type of linen is going to light. So the cha'irah should be a karach dover she'ei madlikin agave dover she'madlikin. And even though on Shabbos I make such a gezerah, that you can't do it, right? Amar lei ei madlikin, my time l'fisha ei madlikin. But b'mikdash, we don't make the gezerah. Right? That's what Tosfos is asking. Now, why don't I make the gezerah b'mikdash? Anxious for mikdash, right? There's a general halachic principle that the Beis HaMikdash is a place that operates on dinim d'oraisa, not on dinim d'rabbanan. Anxious for mikdash, so we don't make the gezeira in the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosis asks the kasha, what exactly is the problem with lighting with the michnesei hakohanim, with the kohen's pants at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? V'nir l'ri, dekevon she'emen apishtan ela revia. Taisus answers that what? That, Sophia? I like calling up people, it's like so much fun. I like feel the power, it's great.
It's considered that like the pishtan isn't really there because it's such a small, tiny person.
The pishtan is ke'ilu not there because it is butl to the other wool ingredients, right? There's only a quarter of pishtan because you have treles argamon treilaas shani, that is three types of wool, right? Blue wool and purple wool and red crimson wool. And then you have sheish, which is linen. So the linen is going to be bottled to the other. So it's ke'ilo, there's no linen, and therefore you don't have any kosher things to light with. As I state in Tosis. So it's bottled. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach asks, I don't understand. Once I apply the rules of bittul, so how come in our Gemara of, when I add a little bit of kosher oil to the treif oil, how come it doesn't become bittul, right? If bittul is a general principle in Judaism, it's all of Yeridaya, right? That's what I teach uptown. All of Yeridaya is like based on bittul and various and sundry rules over there. So then, if I say that the linen is bittul to the types of wool, why don't I say that there is bittul with the kosher oil to the treif oil? Michal. What? Different between shemen and psila. Great. And I'll ask you in Russian, pachimu, which is why. Right? It's not a term from Pokemon. It's like, really means why in Russian. Right? Why? Why is there a difference? Right? So enochanami, right? There's a clear difference between shemen and psila. And bittul is only shayich by the psila, not by the shemen. By the way, in the Gemara, there, you don't get the impression there's a difference between shemen and psila. Because the Gemara has a suffix. Am I allowed to add a little bit of kosher oil to make the treif oil good, right? And then the Gemara says, oh, I'll bring a raya from the psilos. Karach dover she'madlikin bo al gavi dover she'emadlikin emadlikin. Right, that's a halacha by psilos. So the Gemara over here seems to assume that shemen and psilos is one and the same. So, how can we answer this kasha? Anyone? It's not a bad kasha. Talia, you want to take a stab at it?
Did you say that like, oil isn't any different, it's just more chashuv?
So you're suggesting that maybe oil is very chashuv, and we have a ruling every day, and the chashuv stuff isn't batal. If I have like a really, like a chaticha ru'ila hiskavet, this is simin kuf aleph. If I have like a good chunk of meat, it can't become bottled to anything because like very chash. I don't know if the oil will count though, so chashav, because Elishava.
Don't we say you could tell the difference between different types of oil
So, like, it can't be batel because you can still see it. Whereas, like, with the pishtanin, the wool, you maybe can't see the difference. You can't distinguish them.
If anything, I would assume it goes in the opposite direction, no?
Unless, like,
there's a difference between what we call bitul lach balach and bitul of yavish biyavish, no? Bitul of lach balach, what happens is, and people who have taken chemistry more recently than I have probably understand this better than I do, there's something called diffusion, no? Which means that, like, the liquid, when it becomes bitul, the kosher oil, let's say, will spread to the entire, to all the oil. Whatever kosher oil I had is going to diffuse to everything, nachum? The bitul by yavesh biyavesh is a different type of bitul. When I have yavesh biyavesh, I have various threads. The type of bitul that I have over here is not that, let's say, the linen diffuses to the entire beged, but it's that I can't identify which chut is tzemer, which chut is pishtan. Because over time, I weaved the entire beged, and I can't identify what's wool, what's linen, because it all became part of, like, I look at my shirt now, right? My shirt, they tell me when I bought it, that, like, it's made of this type of fabric that involves, like, 64 threads in every, you know what I'm talking about? Look at your shirts when you buy them. They'll give you this whole drasha about how many threads there are in every basic nishvas. Right? I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of different threads. The pshat is, it looks like one piece of fabric. Even though you know, it's not like a piece of nylon or polyester, which is just a thin sheet. A woven shirt is made out of many different threads, but you don't notice the different threads over time, but you know that they're there. So in every little bit, right, it could be its semer, it could be its pishtim, I don't know what it is, but I have a lack of identity. Zos Omeris is a bittul which is because of lack of identity, and then there's a bittul that's because of diffusion. Bittul of lach balach is because the kosher oil diffuses to everything. So we could say as follows. The yisod of certain oils, which I can't use for Neir Shabbos, is because the mitzias is that these oils are not drawn well. When I add kosher oil, how come it suddenly draws well? Why don't I assume that, what do you mean? Maybe I'll assume like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that acharei kichlol sakol, all the kosher oil is going to be down at the bottom and it doesn't help the treif oil. All the Rishonim, I would argue, who maintain against the Rabbeinu Chananel, they are saying something based on the rule of diffusion, which is that the kosher oil spreads out everywhere and it transforms all the treif oil, or transforms the properties in treif oil that don't burn well, it makes it all burn gewaldig. That is bittul of lach belach, that it's bittul in the sense of it spreads out, as opposed to bittul yavish yavish that stays in one place. And the bittul that stays in one place, so then I'm going to say, it stays in one place, I have to decide, is this beged semer or pishtim? Which one is it? Oh, it's majority tzemer. I'll view it as tzemer, and you can't light with it. I think that might be the pshat in the in our Gemara to answer the contradiction from the Taisus. I'm not sure. But Shlomo Zalman Arbach in that Sefer Minchas Shlomo is bothered by the question. I don't fully know the answer. I think he says something along the lines of that the shemen makes everything. The shemen makes everything into shemen kosher, and I would argue that that's because of the general rule of lach belach, no? Sounds good? Fine, so let's go on. We have a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, right? We'll kind of ignore the Rabbeinu Chananel because I don't understand the Rabbeinu Chananel and Metzius anymore. Rabbeinu Chananel's argument that after all the bad oil is gone, after all the good oil is gone, you're going to have bad oil that remains, that argument of the Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't really hold water because l'cha'ira, the way it works is that the good oil should diffuse everywhere, no? And it should transform everything. Again, any chemistry majors who can explain to me whether this is right or wrong, Let's, though, give a different answer to this kasha that we had. Last time we learned, we had a diuk from a Rambam. People remember the diuk from the Rambam? And we said that it's a little strange that the Rambam's like against the Gemara. Talia? It's the opposite, right? The Gemara says, I have a little bit of kosher oil and treif oil. The Rambam says, the Pashtus, I have a little bit of treif oil and kosher oil. One could argue that the reason why the Rambam says that is in order to solve this question of Bittul. Sophia.
Yes. Could it be from the Rambam in the Halacha Tet? It sort of seems like there's two sentences. It sort of seems like the first one is agreeing with the Gemara, and the second sentence is him adding the case, which is different from the Gemara.
So let me turn to that Rambam. In the back of these Gemaras, I have the Rambam, Perek Hei Halacha Tes. Chaylev sheiticho b'kirvei dagim sheni mochu, nosim natocho shemen koshahu madlik. Right, that's like the end of the Gemara, where we talk about chaylev mechutach. The Gemara says that he gufa gezera na neko menigzar gezera le gezera. Right, so the Rambam quotes that case first. Aval shmonim she'ein madlikin behen, afilu irvan b'shmonim she'madlikin behen lo yad lechmet neisha'ein dem shachen.
Like in the first.
Right? In other words, the Rambam, for some reason, and this I guess is like some structural issue in the Rambam's mind, he quotes the Gemara out of order. Right? He quotes the later case in the Gemara earlier. But I don't know if there's a real difference. In these Gemara, it's like page Vav, all the way in the back where he gives the Rambam. Okay, so we basically have this machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, the Gemara compares, we pointed out, Shmonim to Psilos, right? And therefore, the continuation of the Gemara is about Karach Dovah Shemadlikin, Bo Agabe Dovah She'ein Madlikin, Ein Madlikin. Rashbag says that they actually did it. Right? In other words, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Can I take a wick that is a puzzle? Can I take a kosher wick and wrap it around a pusel wick? And the Tanna Kamma says that you're not allowed to. Rashbag actually did it. And the Gemara says that the fact that Rashbag did it is more powerful because Maisa Rav. That we, as a matter of halacha, the Gemara tells us in Horios and Daf Beis, a Maisa Rav, if somebody actually did something that carries more halachic weight than if I just give a shiur. Right? Sometimes in the middle of shiur I say things that maybe are correct, maybe it's not correct, right? Maybe you don't remember. Like in the middle of shiur, right, it's different. But if I actually do something, so that carries more halachic weight, no? And that's what the Gemara says, Maisa Rav. So the Gemara says, Mikol Mokum Kasha, right? That Lamaisa you see that they were Koirech, the psila shemadlikin agab the psila she'ein madlikin, and they actually lit with it. And didn't we say that you're not allowed to do that? Because we make a gezeira of that maybe you'll just light with the puzzle item on its own. So the Gemara says, no, the case is lahakfos, right? The case is lahakfos, not lahadlik, and that is why Rashbag did it. In other words, Rashbag did not actually light with the puzzle, with a mixture of a puzzle wick and a kosher wick, rather he only did something called lahakfos, which we'll define in 2 minutes. Oh. So the Gemara is comparing shmonim, psulei shmonim, to psulei psilos. If the Gemara would not make a comparison, so then you'd have no kasha, right? Because the case of Rashbag is with psulei is with the psulei psilos. The Beis Halevi, in his notes on Chanukah, asks the question. He says, l'cha'ira, this Gemara makes more sense according to Rashi than according to the Rambam. You see, according to Rashi, the issue is, do I make a gezeira? Because there's a little bit of puzzle over here. I make a gezeira that the whole thing is a problem. But according to the Rambam, the question is, right, does it light well or does it not light well? So the Rambam says you should know when you add a little bit of kosher oil to pussel oil, or a little bit of pussel oil to kosher oil, it doesn't light so well. But mehecha tesi, how do you know that's going to be true by the psilos? If anything, right, we had a notion in the Balei HaTosfos on Chacham Beis, like with this Machlokes B'nei Narvona and the rest of Judaism, as to whether you can use a wax candle, our standard candle, can use that to hadlokas near a Shabbos. And it sounds like because it's so tightly wrapped together, that makes it better, no? Even though Shaiva is puzzle for hadlaka, right? The Tosis said, remember Tosan Chafim Beis says, we all, most people use candles for hadlaka near Shabbos, correct? Is anyone here who doesn't use candles? Your family uses oil with, wow, that's like...
It's
awful. So last time I was in the Five Towns, I decided to buy new Shabbos candles, and I looked in the Gourmet Glot aisle. I get an impression that a lot more people are lighting with oil than did it when I was growing up, because they have all these like fancy oil things, and like you can buy 30 different types of oils and different types of wicks, and like you could get dizzy, right? It's like... there's like real stuff going on there. I have no idea what it means.
Have
but
a candle one that, like, as it melts, it goes into oil.
So a candle that, as it melts, goes in oil, we discussed in the Tosfos that could be, according to B'nai Narvona, that's going to be the case when it's okay, but the candle on its own is not going to be okay. Right? But the Gemara is equating psule, a mixture of pusel psilos with kosher psilos, so a mixture of kosher shemen with pusel shemen. And the Beis Halevi asks, ahatenach, it's good according to Rashi, because Rashi's understanding the Gemara just has a gezeira. But according to the Rambam, it is not good. Because according to the Rambam, maybe there's a big difference. Maybe when you're kairich the psilos together, so we could argue it becomes like one entity, similar to what the Balei HaTosfos paskin, that a shaiva, a ner shel shaiva, is going to be okay. So that's the Beis Halevi's question. Good. Next, the Gemara answers that what Rashbag did was lahakfos. Who wants to translate the word lahakfos to me? Is it lahakfos? It's probably lahikafos, if you would. Like, try to pronounce it properly. Part of being yeshivish is to pronounce everything wrong. But, okay. Sophia, how do you translate lahakfos?
Or? To go around or be wrapped around.
So, who says that?
Wait, according to whom, though?
So, the Gemara... So I'm going to... I have different...
The word like, hakafa is like...
The word hakafa is to go around, but for some reason, Rashi doesn't learn hakafa as in going around. I would argue that the Rif, in this case, learned... Right? And you're probably thinking of hakafos because it was just coming after Simchas Torah. It's like on our minds. But for Rashi, the word lehakfos or lehikafos over here does not mean to be makif, to go around... But rather it means to not cover, to stand, not stand up. I think it means Vayotzef HaBarzel, right, is the story with Elisha, and he like throws like a piece of iron, a barzel, into the water, and then it comes back up, no? Well, that's Perek Beis, Melachim Beis Perek Vav. It's like one of the stories with Elisha. So Vayotzef Barzel means that the Barzel floated. Usually metal, iron, does not float. You throw it into water, it sinks, no? Vayotzef HaBarzel means Metargeminon V'Kofa Barzelah, that the iron floated. Rashi is saying that Lahakfos means that they're not actually lighting the egos. The nut does not get lit. I know, but Memelikin is lit. That's what Michal was trying to explain to me. But the egos does not get lit. Rather, right, the egos, the nut, makes the wick float. For Rashi, the word lehakfos, lehikafos means to float. Good? Rabbi Isaac Alfasi, the Rif, what does he say?
Thicken the wick so that it, like...
Speak louder?
So, like, make the wick bigger?
to make the wick thicker, which means, I would say, like what Sophia was arguing, that lahakfos means lahaavos rosh hapsila, the Rif writes, laharbos ora, right, it thickens the top of the wick, which means that it goes around it. Now, if I, like, stick something into a wick, like, imagine that a wick is like a sock that could go around something, it gets wider depending on the width of the thing that you stick in it. So if I stick a nut in the wick, it's going to make it fatter. And the wick is like one of these, you know what I'm talking about, like the sock, like if you cut a tube sock or something, so then you'll have like a tube. Oh, big chiddush, right? You have a tube, and the thicker the thing that you put inside it, the thicker the wick will be, because there's more of a hakafa, there's more of a circumference, right? And therefore, you are going to be marba ora, the Rif says, you are making more light. So Rashi and the Rif disagree about what the word lahakfos means. So far, so good, Sophia?
According to the Rif, so what would plain lahadlik be?
So lahadlik means you want to light the... What?
Just light it straight.
Just light it straight. If your kavana is just to light it straight, so then it's bad. But if your kavana is lehikafos, so then it is okay. And what difference does it make? So the Rush over here comments, the Russian Simon Bays comments within the Rif, right? He quotes that Rashi says, lahakfos, that you float it. V'Rav Alphus, right, says, dekorech oso rosh apsila, they should take over. And the Lashon of the Gemara sounds more like the Rif than according to Rashi. Mihu Kasha. I'm like reading the end of the Rush. You guys had a chance to do the Rush in Simon Beis? Right? So then the Rush asks, Mihu Kasha, the Hainu Lahadla, Kemishakar Chosa, Vesaych Hapsila, Lavaisa Lisa. Right? So the Rush asks, Lamaisa, you're thickening the wick, so you're lighting it. So what difference does it make? Vyesh Lomar. So the Rush answered the Bekavana Talyam Osa. Hey, Chadikivin Rak Lavos Rosh Hapsila, Abishamadlikin Yachad Mutter, the Midi Hutayim Al Mishim Gezer Beinayu, Vecha Dekivin Lehikafos, like Alam Migzar. The Rush answers, or the Rush gives a Yishuv for the Rif, and the Yishuv goes something like this. We judge your Kavana. If your Kavana is that you want to light that, remember, in the case of for the Rif, you're actually lighting that nut also, no? The nut is going to burn. Do nuts burn, by the way?
I can't imagine it burning.
It could be roast. What? You could roast them, but does it burn in the sense of making it like fuel? Then it gets consumed. Basically. Okay, there's so many things we don't know. Okay, but the Rif... What?
We should have a workshop.
We should, yeah. My guess is if I would start lighting candles in this room, somehow facilities wouldn't like that. Although, I told you this, like when we were in Camp Marashat Kolel, and I was a counselor at Marashat Kolel, so one time during the 9 days, we wanted to eat meat, so one guy blew a shech chickens. So he went out, he bought a bunch of chickens, and we shechted them in the camp kitchen in the middle of the night, and then we had somebody make a siyum in order to eat meat during the 9 days. And everything was great, until Ibi Warhaf de Golof Hashem was the director of Marashah in those days. Somehow, someone ratted on us, and like Avi comes down at like 3 o'clock in the morning wearing his bathrobe, and he started to scream at us. Like, apparently it's against code to like to shack chickens in the camp kitchen. Like, who would have known? So we decided that like since he came out 3 o'clock in the morning, we have to mechaber him with a mitzvah kisli hadam on chicken blood that's in the middle of the kitchen. He was going berserk. He was not so happy with us. So this was my youth. Okay. Basically, the Rush tells me that it's totally in my kavana.
Is that like the same thing as the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam?
Yes, good. The Lecha Mishnah, Perek Tes Halacha Vav, right? What does he say? I think he says Azoi. You see, if I'm in Rashi world, so let me just spell it out this way. The Lecha Mishnah makes this point. But if I'm in Rashi world, that the whole sugya over here is based on a question whether or not we make a gezerah. Do I make a gezerah that maybe you're only going to use pusul oil, and that's why it's going to be puzzle. So then I could say, you know what, once I'm talking Gezerah world, so my Kavana actually matters. However, if I'm in the Rambam world, so L'cha'ora, the question is, does it burn well, does it not burn well? Metzias, right? The Rambam is a Metzias Jew, at least in this idea. If that's the case, so then there is no difference between Lehi Kafos and Lahadlik within the Rif's Perish. L'cha'ora, the Rambam would have to learn like Rashi's Perish. In other words, according to Rashi, there's a real difference between Lehi Kafos and Lahadlik. Lehi Kafos means that that nut is being used as like a floaty. You know, like the flotation devices that you put on your wicks in like the old type of Hanukkah menorahs, like the floating wicks? That's like the nut for Rashi. It's not going to burn. But if it's Lahadlik, then it's a problem, because then you're lighting it to burn. And the Rambam Al-Karkava has to learn like Rashi. The Rambam can't learn, even though the Rambam's Lashon in Parak Tes Halacha Vav is not abundantly clear, but Hasvara no Senes, that the Rambam would have to learn the Gemara like Rashi, the Rambam could not learn the Gemara like the Rif, because according to the Rif, we have to say that the difference between Lahadlik and Lehi Kafos is one of Kavona, and for the Rambam, L'cha'ora, Kavona don't matter. Again, I'm saying Alecha Mishnah with my own editorial comments. But I think that's what the pshat in the Lecha Mishnah is. Good? Let's go weiter. The, back to the Rif. So we saw the Ran on the Rif also. Did I think I told you to read the Ran on the Rif, right? I don't remember. I probably did, because I like the Ran. But the Ran on the Rif over here quotes from a Rashba. Because of Harash Bazal. Now, my Gemara's, it's like on page Chof Dalet in the back. But on your Gemara's, it's going to be like on Tesamad Aleph towards the top. Tesamad Aleph Bedapeh Harif towards the top. In these Uzva Hadars, it's on Chof Dalet in the back. Because of Harash Bazal, Shetemahu, Ama Samchu Bedoris Halolu Lichruch Tzemer Gefen Agabe Gemei Ulahadlik Bashasha Shel Zechuchis. In other words, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to be Korech Dover She Madlikin Agabe Dover She Madlikin. That's the maskon of the Gemara. So the Rashba is bothered by Akasha. The Kasha is that Bedoris Halolu, in the time of the Rashba, the way people would like Shabbos candles is they'd take a davar of tzemer gefen and they'd wrap it al gabe gemi. What is gemi?
Rubber.
Rubber, right? And apparently gemi is not kosher to light with, no? Tzemer gefen, the assumption is kosher to light with. So the Rashba asks, what are they relying on? She'ef shalomar. Shelo asru ela usun sheru'in lahadlikon bifnei atzman. The Vikach Gozru Ayude Tarovis Atu Beinayu. Abu Dovish Enway Lahadlik Boy Bifne Atmo, Karkhanov Dovish of Adlikimbo, Delakal Migzar Atu Beine, Delokhazu Vibuke. The Rashba answers that we only make the Gezerah if it's something that could burn, albeit in a bad way. But something like Gemi, like rubber, that doesn't burn Kihuzet. If you put a fire to a rubber band, it just melts. No? You probably tried this in elementary school. Everyone had fun in life, no?
Plastic.
Plastic does not burn. Rubber does not burn either. Right? Rubber, plastic are not going to burn. They will melt. So the Rashba tells me that the minhag ha'olam is that they wrap the davish amadlikin agabe davish amadlikin because they say we only make the gezerah if it is something that could burn on its own. But if it's something that can't burn at all, we don't make the gezerah at all. That's what the Rashba says. And this is quoted lahaloch in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Samach Dalet Se'if Beis. No? Beferish, Shulchan Aruch, right? Rashba, amazing, grand. Now, the thing is, that this statement of the Rashba presumably only makes sense within Rashi world. Within the Rambam world, the statement does not make any sense. And the Bir Halacha, actually, over there somewhere, I gave you the Maror Malkim, the Bir Halacha points this out. You see, in Rashi world, the pshat in our Gemara is I'm dealing with gezeiros. If I'm dealing with gezeiros, I could say, you only make a gezeira in a situation that maybe you'll light this item. So if I want to say, maybe I'll light the item, it has to be something that in theory could light, could burn, but not well. But something that can't burn, klal v'ikar, I'm not going to make the gezeira. That makes sense, that's Rashi. However, for the Rambam, that the issue over here is whether it will burn well or not burn well. So l'cha'ayra, it shouldn't matter if it doesn't burn well, if it doesn't burn at all. Right? For the Rambam, Pashtus is, and this is the Bir Halacha quotes in the Tosafot Shabbos, that the Rambam, the Pashtus would not hold of the Svara of Rashi. Now, even Rashi, though, L'cha'ira, doesn't hold. Even Rashi, L'cha'ira, doesn't hold of the Rashba. Have to look for that, Rashi. Look at the Rashi, Dir Masa Katani Miha. Actually, we're going to have to stop. I have so much more to say, but we're going to have to stop in a minute. But Rashi Katani Miha. Rashi writes, Katani Miha b'drib Shimon madlikin, v'afagav de'egos lo chuzi lipsila. Now that lashon of lo chuzi lipsila sounds like the egos cannot burn at all. It can't be a wick. No? Lo chuzi lipsila. If that's the case, we still are going to make the gezeira, even though it's not shayach to burn klal v'ikar, and that would be against the Rashba, and it is a little unusual that the Rashba makes it to Shulchan Aruch when it's against both major perushim in the sugya, both the Rashi and the Rambam. Right? Again, if I would go through the Rashis carefully, there might be some indications in other Rashis that he holds like the Rashba. But at least in this Rashi, Diramasu Katani Miha, you get an impression that Rashi does not hold like the Rashba. And this raises the question as to how come Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba. Okay, ladies, there's much more to say. I just want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. And unfortunately, the shuttle does not always do what I like. And the shuttle sometimes comes late. But just in case the shuttle's going to be on time at 8:15, I have to break now.